Democrats call on Swalwell to resign from Congress. At least 7 Democratic members of the House called on Representative Eric Swalwell to resign from Congress amid sexual assault allegations before the House gavel back in on April 13 following a recess, with several vowing to vote for his expulsion if he refuses. The calls grew over the weekend as lawmakers from the Democratic Party broke with Swalwell following an April 10 report by the San Francisco Chronicle. A former staffer accused Swalwell of sexually assaulting her while she was intoxicated on 2 occasions, once in 2019 while she was employed by him and again after a charity gala in 2024. Swalwell has denied the allegations. Swalwell suspended his bid for California governor on April 12 but has not indicated he will leave Congress. In an April 11 post to social media, Swalwell said the allegations made against him are false. "These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false. They did not happen, they have never happened. I will fight them with everything I have. They also come on the eve of an election where I have been the front-runner candidate for governor in California," he said. "I do not suggest to you in any way that I'm perfect or that I'm a saint. I have certainly made mistakes in judgment in my past, but those mistakes are between me and my wife, and to her, I apologize deeply for putting her in this position. I also apologize to you if in any way you have doubted your support for me." Representative Pramila Jayapal told NBC's Meet the Press on April 12 that she would vote to expel Swalwell and Representative Tony Gonzalez, who admitted to an affair with a former staffer who later committed suicide. "He abandoned his re-election bid last month. I would. I've already said that I think that these charges and allegations, and the pattern of abuse, in Congressman Gonzalez's case, he actually admitted to the harassment with his staffer," Jayapal said when asked by NBC's Kristen Welker if she would vote to remove him. "This is also important for staffers across the Capitol to see that their bosses don't get to do this to them." Representative Teresa Ledger Fernandez said in a post on X that she would introduce a resolution to expel Gonzalez and support an existing resolution to expel Swalwell. "Men in power rely on the silence of the women they have abused," Fernandez wrote in a statement posted to X. Both Representatives Tony Gonzalez and Eric Swalwell believed it was acceptable to sexually abuse staff and still run for and serve in elected office. "They clearly did not expect there would be any consequences for their actions. Thankfully, the women refused to be silenced." Representative Jared Huffman wrote in an April 11 post on X that Swalwell all but admits a per se abuse of power under House ethics rules, sex with a subordinate. "He must now drop out of the governor's race and resign from Congress." More than 50 of Swalwell's former staffers signed a letter urging him to resign from Congress. "Remaining in either role while these allegations hang unresolved is an insult to every person who has ever worked for him, reported to him, or placed their trust in him," the former staffers wrote. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic Whip Catherine Clark, and Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar had called for Swalwell to end his gubernatorial campaign and for a swift investigation but did not explicitly call for his resignation from Congress. Representative Ana Paulina Luna said she would file a motion to expel Swalwell. "Expelling a member of the House requires a two-thirds majority vote." The Epoch Times did not receive an immediate response from the offices of Swalwell and Gonzalez for comment prior to publication. Aldra Fredley and Joseph Lord contributed to this report.